It's the 9th day of October.
57 years down the road when Uganda got her independence. Welcome to the Craze Podcast. I'm your host, Sava, with...
Isaac, you just took over my introduction. Like, how did you just do to take over my introduction?
Rules are meant to be broken, and besides, the rules are not written anywhere. So, guys, welcome to this episode of the show. We are glad that you're still listening in, and
we appreciate all of you who take the time to download this podcast. It's been a few weeks. This is our second episode of the Craze Podcast. I hope you're all ready and excited to dig in and listen to what we have for you today.
Isaac, how have been your past few weeks away from the podcast? How have you been?
Well, I've missed recording a podcast. I have I don't know, I've been okay. And okay, I mean at least I'm alive.
All right. By the way, I was moving around and something really, really shocked me. I found that, how important is rubbish to you? How do you view rubbish?
Like, how important is rubbish?
Waste paper, you know that.
How important is it? Of course, it's not important to me. It's only a detriment to me if it's not put in the right place.
Well, to the people of Lusanja, it is a different story. Almost the entire village is living in rubbish. Because they have like, they sell it. Mm-hmm. So people go on to collect rubbish, and they have actually stalls where they, you know, they sell their rubbish from. The rubbish comes in varieties, and each variety are different.
Varieties?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Indulge me. Now I want to know. Indulge me well, in this variety.
I was shocked. Mm-hmm. So they have plastic bottles. Mm-hmm. It is another price. Say we have gold, diamonds, and
they have levels.
So there is plastic, then there is polythene.
Wait, what are you doing in Lusanja in the first place?
Man, we need to move around, you know.
Yeah, we need to move. What are you doing in Lusanja? Answer that question. Don't go around it.
No, I was just traveling, you know. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have to travel Uganda first before I'm off to East Africa, and then
for the listener out there, he travels a lot because his job and work requires that he travels.
Exactly. So I was moving around, and this I could not think about it. You see, I see people moving a lot of rubbish, and it had never crossed my mind that households can really survive on that.
So they pass. So they sell it to who?
To recycling companies.
And these recycling companies use the rubbish for.
You know, we use rubbish for a lot of things. Like, you see, when it comes to paper, it is recycled again, paper bags, what to make. So there's a lot of things going
on. Okay, which recycling company is known for buying this rubbish? Like, because I'm not understanding. Okay, for instance, you have crushed metal or something.
Okay, let's talk about plastic bottles.
Okay, plastic bottles.
They go back companies like Reham, you know. I think they recycle these things for all we know. So,
I'm possibly right now drinking from a bottle of water, a recycled bottle of water.
That is the whole idea. Actually, when it comes to protecting the environment, they say recycling is not bad. It is one way we can protect the environment. So, okay. Rubbish is not as a bad thing as you paint it. What do we have?
Is it all kinds of rubbish? So, okay, give me the levels.
All kinds of rubbish, because the other place is more or less a dumping ground. So they sort the rubbish to see what is more important, that is easily recyclable. Mm-hmm. And they recycle it. And they sell it, actually. People are getting money. It's like an entire village dealing.
It's like a big business, a very serious business.
A very serious business.
That's interesting. That's
interesting. You should go there and visit the place.
We should start dealing in rubbish sometime.
Listeners out there, I don't know who is siding with him. If you're there and you want to deal in rubbish...
If you want to get money, I mean, there's rubbish everywhere. And possibly there are people who are going to... You're going to get a rubbish from, they're going to give it to you for free. I know this is how these people... These companies that collect rubbish all over town earn money maybe as well.
No, they do not actually earn any money. For them, they have their mandate is to dispose of the rubbish. So they dispose it off that side.
So how do you really think they get enough money from... The 10,000, the 20,000 they ask for monthly.
They do. It is a big business, by the way. It is a big.
I'm talking about the companies that actually go to homes to pick rubbish.
Yes, it is. You know how many homes are in Kampala? or it's suburbs?
I don't, but there are not that many, by the way.
No, you can't.
All I know is that during the day, Kampala hosts over 4 million people. Then at night, when everyone goes back to their homes, it reduces to about 1.5 million, according to KCCA.
So there's still very many people and there's still very many rubbish. Do you know why it is very common? The other side, it is a dumping ground, first of all. So people dealing
very common where? Hey, in Los Angeles. Oh, yes. Okay.
It is a dumping ground.
Oh, so people go there. Oh, okay. That makes
so sense. Once a person needs to start up that business, they don't need
Los Angeles for that. Listen,
off, off Gaza Road. You see that around Imperial, that side as they're going to Chitez.
Yeah. I know Chitez.
Yes. So that side.
That's where Los Angeles is.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no more places than I actually thought I'd. Anyway, listen out there. This podcast is not about rubbish.
Yes.
Or the rubbish you're probably looking at right now. I hope you're not starting to think they're just talking about rubbish. What are we talking about today?
We are talking about music and crime.
Yes, as you've probably seen on our artwork, on whatever platform you've downloaded this podcast from. Oh, by the way, our platform is on AfriPods. Our platform can be found on Anchor FM, on Spotify, on what else?
On all those apps, just go and download them from your Play Store. And
you can actually it's as easy also as just Googling us. Sometimes if maybe you've lost your AfriPods app or your Anchor app, or you don't have enough space on your phone to have an Anchor app or any of these apps, just go to Google, type the Craze Podcast, and they'll give you. Oh, we are also Google Podcast. So if you just put Craze Podcast, they'll show you a link to the podcast. So today we're talking about music and crime.
In regards to the topic today, the big question is, all these people that seem to have a perfect life, they have the perfect talents, do they do wrong? Do they commit crimes? And if they do they get away with it because of their influence? What happens? What is really that story?
What's the story behind celebrities getting away with crime? What's the story behind do they really get away with a crime because they're celebrities, or because they just didn't commit a crime and there's just not enough evidence to convict them? So today we are going to be looking at a one particular scenario that happened in Uganda we're actually centering the story in Uganda. The story actually happened in Uganda.
Very, very much. So we want to delve into the story, and it concerns a one talented young... Is he young?
I don't know why these days talent is connected to age.
You know, it's, no, it sounds better when you're talking about a young talented rather than an old...
Old people are not talented.
They are worn out.
Yeah, I just hope your folks back home are not listening to this.
And besides, there is that saying,
old is gold.
Oh no, age comes with a lot of knowledge.
That's just sugarcoating of it. Like when you're old, you're old. Like that is it. No. That's why it's called let's not get into that right now. But
old comes with a lot of knowledge. So we are talking about the saga of Chameleon, aka Joseph Mayanja, the Bayuda singer.
I don't know any of his songs. What? The only artist I like in this country is Epas. Not as a hitarist, but if you ask me, even if you just kick me out of my bed, name one artist.
So, no, the artist did Bayuda, the artist did the famous Chipepewo song. It was an East African hit.
Okay,
mind
give
where
me
were
a recent
you?
Song that you know.
Okay, you know me with recent.
Listen out there, I should please insist that Issa is not over her time. That is why he doesn't know any recent song.
Let me think about the recent song after you tell us what the matter was all about.
Okay, so around 2012, I beg your pardon. It's 2012.
2012, they are ending.
Yeah, 2012, on Boxing Day, 25th, it was alleged that one Robert Karamaji entered into the home of the famous Chameleon, Joseph Mayanja. So this one Robert Karamaji,
by the way,
he's running.
Yeah,
who's running?
He's going to run for mayor under the DP.
Well, we wish him well, and I hope this doesn't come back to bite him. I hope we're not unfolding stories that anyway, people, so we're going to tell you about that story of how our one Robert Karamaji was allegedly clobbered and burnt in the house of in Chameleon's house on along Seguku, in Seguku. And the story was, the official story from Robert Mayanja and Joseph Mayanja and the wife and the family, is that this Robert Karamaji, I don't know, I keep mixing up the names, there's a lot of R's and K's, anyway, he entered their home as okay, the first story they gave to the police and media was that he was a terrorist who entered their house with the intention to burn their house. But however, in the scuffle and the fact that Daniela overheard him
around the house,
in the living room, came, found him in the living room, and in the process of questioning him of what are you doing here, what are you doing in our house, and her shouting at Chameleon, calling Chameleon for help and what.
In so that amidst process, all that exchange, what really happened?
Amidst all that exchange, this Daniela claims that the man unbotheredly walked towards the door, picked up a bottle of petrol that he had allegedly come along with, attempts to pour it on her. This is where the controversy starts. She alleged that he tried to pour it on her, then it ended up pouring on him, and then he got a lighter and lit himself up, and then he started getting burnt and all and all and all that. And yeah, that's her official story to the media. Of course, we couldn't have access to.
Then the other thing that they were talking about is that the guy tied himself before.
Yes. So the story was, that was the first official story. After that, the story changed from the family, Chameleon and Daniela, that he entered their house to steal. He was a thief, and if those of us who are around during that time, Chameleon showed on social media and all these media stations that he displayed TV screens, phones, and some other appliances that Robert had apparently tried to steal before Daniela found him in the act of him stealing them. Then he burnt himself. He set himself ablaze to sort of disguise the entire situation, sort of as a suicidal time. A suicidal act. So, but all this is covered in a lot of mystery. What are the mysteries, Issa?
Well, the mystery is, I do not understand how someone can burn himself. I'm trying to burn you, then I burn myself. I bring out the light and I burn myself. How is that? What is the story of their family? What is the family saying? Because
the family is saying exactly that. Okay, they first stated that he was a terrorist who had come to burn their house. But that in itself is a contradiction, because as we know, terrorists like places that are public places, markets, hospitals, or mosques, or a church.
Where they can get public attention.
Exactly. So why would a terrorist go for a particular house? An answer could be, oh, he's a celebrity and what. And but then their story changed to, he was a thief and all this. But an ordinary thief, a usual thief, why would I bring petrol into your house to burn myself from there?
As if you don't want to leave.
As if you don't want. If I'm there to steal, I want to steal and leave. So if then their narrative stuck to the fact that he burnt himself alive.
So strangely, he enters into the house without guards, without dogs or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And what? He fails to take the property he was supposed to take because the door is still open.
Okay. So the first discrepancy with this entire story is that how did Robert Karamaji get into the house? This is a celebrity's house. It is fortified with walls and security guards. How did he get into the house to the living room without anyone noticing him? That aside, thieves of this time are what? Cocky. So maybe he got into the house somehow. How then did he? Because the wife explains that he tried to pour the petrol onto her, but he failed and then it poured onto him. How did it pour onto him and then he still insists to light himself up?
So Isaac, tell us about that bit of, you see, now this is a criminal matter, right? Mm-hmm. Where were the authorities? What was the interpretation? Because right now we're dealing with stories, different stories of people, story of the family of Karamaji, and the story of
this is what the authorities is.
How did the file unfold?
This is how the file unfolded. There was actually nothing that unfolded. The police came, they arrested Karamaji, bundled him onto a truck with all his wounds, Yes, so the investigations of the police were concluded by the DPP for lack of evidence that would be sufficient for a murder conviction or a murder trial. So that's what happened with the police.
In the year 2017, the family of the late Robert Karamaji sought that the DPP reopens the file, only to be disappointed by the DPP once again, that the new evidence being brought by them, or that was being brought by them, still was insufficient to sustain the allegations of
them. They actually claimed that it had been already looked at and all this, but I feel like that entire thing was... Oh, I think what we didn't mention earlier is that Robert Karamaji actually passed away a few hours after he was admitted into Mulago Referral Hospital. So, but there are a lot of conspiracies
and mishaps in the
story of how he died, how he ended up in the famous celebrities, like you said, young talented celebrities.
He must have been young by that time. But what is disturbing, is it Chameleon's influence, or
what is really happened to this case? Well, okay, the DPP, the official person who's supposed to prosecute crimes, claims there wasn't sufficient evidence. Who are we to... But there seems to be a lot of questions that went unanswered. Very many questions that went unanswered. And this just doesn't happen here in Uganda. The same happens all over the world.
For example, when it talk about the Tupac, the famous Tupac.
Since you're not of our time.
Why, but...
I'm of our time. It is only Issa who can stop it.
Why am I held? How held hostage on this, I should say.
Is it that true?
Around 1992, before Tupac's death, because he was also...
I wasn't yet even conceived by my mom.
Me neither. But I mean, it's down in the books. So, 1990...
No, you were not yet conceived. You had already been conceived.
What? Because I know this piece of information.
How do you know a Tupac story?
Let me deliver. Anyways, Tupac story. I'm going to talk about basically two incidents. Mm-hmm. One in 1992, whereby you see celebrities, so they get out after a performance. Mm. He was attacked by excited youth at that time. So he brought out his pistol. Mm-hmm. And now, during the scuffle, the pistol somehow fell. Mm-hmm. So one of the escorts picked it. Mm-hmm. On picking it, it was set free. How do they say that?
It was set off. I don't know.
That is the word. Yeah. It was set off.
Mm-hmm. Accidentally.
Now, on setting off, it killed a six-year-old boy called Quaid Till. Mm-hmm. There are three names. Quaid Walker Till. So the guy, the little boy died. So the question...
Was he a Muslim? Quaid is what?
Must have been an Arab family or so, of the American descent. So yeah.
Okay, that is so wrong in all sorts of ways. American descent Muslim. How is that?
Yeah, that's a... Let me. Okay, fine. So when charges came up, you know, the family wanted to claim from Tupac, but luckily it was settled outside court, and he was not charged.
So he didn't actually get
away. And are hoping $500 million were paid to the family.
$500 million?
Yes. Sure. Something like
500,000.
500,000, yeah. 500,000 were paid to the family outside court. Then another.
But then he did get that. That means he didn't get away with it as such. But $500,000.
But he wasn't alive. He wasn't incarcerated, because murder is not a crime that you pay. Like, unlike in the...
Oh, exactly, yeah.
When it comes to Islamic criminal law, you can pay. You can pay.
Why are we talking about Islamic?
No, we're comparing. I mean, this should be podcast that is filled with a lot of knowledge.
Wait, say that again. I didn't know that, actually.
Now, I'm telling you, and then you don't want to know. Our dear listeners want to know these things.
Okay.
So, in
no, say that again. Islamic criminal law,
you can actually pay once you murdered someone. Okay. I won't get into the details of that, but yes, the family of the member, actually, they seek two punishments. You pay blood for blood, whereby if you killed from my family, I also kill from yours. Then the other one is what I'm forgetting. But anyway, that is there. So in another incident of 1995 case was very, very interesting. Can you imagine?
Involving Tupac.
Tupac. Uh-huh. In the US, you know what happens when you kill, assault a policeman?
I don't, indulge me.
Mm-hmm. It is very dangerous, a serious crime. So this Tupac shoots two policemen. So actually Tupac shoots the two policemen, but he gets away with it, he was not charged. Why? Because the policemen were found to be drunk and they actually provoked him. So the question is, can these very famous people do things and they get away with it?
Can, of course anyone can. Not anyone, but people do commit crimes and get away with them. The question is, why do celebrities, why is it so, what's the word? Why is it a prominent occurrence with celebrities that they commit crimes and get away with them? Because, is it because they are celebrities and the law applies differently to them?
Well, but someone was sent me a message, actually he was commenting about this, when we posted it, someone commented, I don't know if I could, so for him he was saying that yes, these people cannot get away with it, or rather it depends on which country you are in, because those countries that have a high level of rule of law, democracy, that is what he said in his own words, that these musicians do not actually get away with it. Case in point is in the US, we've seen very many artists.
They don't get away with it.
Yes. Once it is found that you've actually committed the crime.
But I think
you go and serve.
You go and serve, but I don't think the same sort of, you get the same treatment as someone who's as an ordinary citizen or as an ordinary.
Bottom line is you are into the coolers and you're really serving your time there for something you actually did.
But I think those are the perks that come with being a celebrity. I mean, we love these celebrities so much, we praise them, we shower them with praises, and we listen to their music, or if they're not musicians or any other sort of celebrity you can think of, like we put them at a certain level of
angels praise. Without angels without
yes.
wings.
And then when they sleep once, we expect them to be treated the same way an ordinary human being is treated. Why? Like, I don't know. It's not fair that if they deliberately do something, they should get away with it. I'm saying, I just don't see why we'd expect them to be treated the same way if, for instance, they genuinely made a mistake. Like, for instance, they got into a fight, or maybe their emotions got over them and they got into a fight and someone is hurt. Yes, they should pay for compensate that person. If they have to serve time in jail, they should do that. But I don't know why. I don't think it's important.
No, the idea is we feel that this, okay, these people have money. They have influence, and you see, if those two things work together, money, influence, power, of course, so many things can change.
I think, okay, bottom line, I think we expect too much from human beings that are just like that, like us. They bleed like us, and they say some other, people usually say some other things underneath bleeding like us that I don't want to say.
Underneath bleeding? What pocket?
As a follow-up to bleeding like us. Other things that human beings do as well, but why don't you vulgarize it?
Okay, fine. In another part of the show, Isaac, I would like us to talk about people that have actually fallen victims of crimes, musicians that have fallen victims of crimes. Have they been robbed? Have they been robbed? Have they been killed? Have they been mentioned?
Yes, when you're a celebrity, you have to take up all that, you have to know that you're going to be subject to abuse, both in terms of insults and also people trying to take advantage of you, people trying to steal from you, people trying to, I don't know, all sorts of things. That's what comes with being a celebrity. You're supposed to take that. Now, should another ordinary citizen take that because you're a celebrity and take them being assaulted by you, killed by you, or their family members certain things or injustices being subjected, them being subjected to injustices because you are a celebrity? I don't really think so.
Well, while we say that these artists commit crimes and they get away with them, they can also say the same, that they've been actually hunted and their crimes have not been resolved. Like,
I'll go to that cliche saying, two wrongs don't make a right. Just because you are hurt doesn't give you the right to also hurt another person.
So what are we saying? The law enforcers should really shine their eyes at that.
Yes, and what we are saying is go to all our social media platforms and tell us what you think. We are not the omegas of opinions.
The fountains of knowledge, like the fountain of honor.
It's okay.
Being.
It's okay for someone to think. Well.
Anyways, this episode was Music and Crime, and it has been proudly brought to you by myself. I hope you know who I am, and
they'll be glad not to know who I am. This is Isaac and Issa. So, please thank you for listening. And what else? Do you have anything else to tell us?
Thank you for listening in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening in. And go make sure you go to those apps. Catch us there. Comment. Throw in all the messages that you would wish us to. You can tell us what to talk about.
And our ardent listeners, there are those particular people, the moment an episode drops, they send me a message.
Shout out. Yes. Thank you very much.
We're definitely going to give you guys shout out sometime.